If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Did Pete Alonso break Devin Williams? It's a fair question. It is an absolutely fair. The guy gave up a home. It didn't bother you guys because it wasn't your team. He gave up one of the worst home runs a closer could give up. He's always been great. He has been very iffy to
remind
start this
me, remind
season.
Remind me the circumstances.
They're two outs away from going to
the... No. On Alonso.
There's two on and one out with a 2-0 lead. And Devin Williams gave up a 3-run home run to Pete Alonso.
What was the count?
I think it was 3-2. Mm. I think it was a full count.
So I don't think that Pete Alonso broke him. I think Devin Williams has always had that issue, is that he sometimes can't find the zone.
But Devin Williams prior to that and prior to this season has been when he's pitched.
Okay,
because health has been the biggest issue.
Tell me about his pitch count then. So like, you're going to have to go do a dive, and it's probably too short. It's too long of a research to answer.
Yeah.
What's his pitch count been in his closing situations?
Well,
by the way, he was fine with one out, two outs.
He was fine. He got two outs. Great.
Right. He was one
on. His job's to get three outs.
Two outs. But his pitch count. It went up because he was 3-2 on all those guys.
It went up because he was throwing. By the way, real quick, WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD 1 New York and Odyssey Sports Station. You are listening to us, Yankee postgame on the AM side. But we'll give you also our version of it because the Yankees did hold on and beat the Tigers 4-3. But clearly, the Devin Williams concern is the biggest thing coming out of this game.
Yeah. So the issue, what we saw with Pete, and we saw it today, and I didn't see his other. He blew one while I was away, didn't he?
He hasn't blown a game yet. He's just been shaky.
He was just shaky. So
yes.
I'm going to assume that one I didn't see was the same as this one and the same one we saw in Pete. He can't get ahead. And when you don't get ahead, you start just leaving balls that guys can hammer.
It was a tie game he lost versus Pittsburgh.
Same. I mean, whatever.
Hold on. Let's be fair about the game he lost. He came in with a runner on second, right. Nobody out, because those are the extra
but
inning
that's
rules.
What closers do.
No, I understand.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And it was 3-2 to Tommy Pham with a runner on third base after a stolen base. And instead of walking him, which some Yankee fans wanted, he kept attacking Tommy Pham, finally hit the ball in the air.
Right.
Ball game was over. So he blew the game, quote unquote. It's not exactly an ideal situation with these extra inning rules. This game today, the game we just consumed, if you haven't, we'll describe it to you. Walks the first guy after he gets ahead of him, strikes out the next two guys, then runs into the trouble before Aaron Boone finally takes him out, 4-3 runner on second, two out. This was far and away his worst performance.
Yeah, because he couldn't find the zone. He bounced one and went to the dugout. He's lucky two runs didn't come in on that one. And so I'm going to say it's early season. It's cold as hell, gripping on the ball, so he's overthrowing. And even one of his strikeouts that we were watching earlier, catcher was set up outside, and he yanked it and threw it inside. It still got caught swing and a miss, but he's not finding positioning where he wants to throw the baseball. So that's on him, ultimately.
The question Aaron Boone's going to have to answer in just a few minutes, is Devin Williams still your closer?
Of course he's still the closer.
He doesn't have to be. You could take him out of that. First of all, remember this. Last year, Edwin Diaz lost his closer's role.
Yeah, but Edwin Diaz was coming off of a massive major knee issue, and he hadn't pitched.
No, but he lost it because he wasn't pitching well.
I know, because he was coming off a season that he missed the entire year.
Devin Williams missed half the year with a back issue last year.
Yeah, it's a back. It's different.
Like, Aaron Boone does have the ability to say, hey, we still trust the player. We're going to take him out of that pressurized role till he's right. And once he's right, we will move him back into that role. The question is Aaron Boone going to do that? Or is Aaron Boone going to say no? Now, Aaron Boone could also lie to us. That's happened. And I don't want to use the word lie like it's malicious. But sometimes as a manager, you don't want to give away your strategy. So you'll simply say, no, he's our closer.
He's
we
not
going to
say
him.
Anything. It's too early in the season.
Okay.
It's only three appearances.
I understand.
Or this was his fourth.
This was his fourth. Would you pull him from the closer's role, Shawnee?
No. I would not yet.
Not yet? Wow.
I would not yet. I'd be truthful. However, I don't know how you sit there and look at that locker room and look at that roster when there's a big core of that group that just saw Luke Weaver have that insane run at the end of last year and has done nothing but dominate now. So all I'm saying is I think the leash is probably shorter than we're giving it credit for, but I can't do it yet.
Not yet. Well, we'll see what Aaron Boone has to say. We'll keep you posted on that. Let's go to Josh in Sheepshead Bay. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
So I called a month ago about this. I raised, you know, when the last postseason with the Mets. But I'm going to set the scene. I'm at the watch party at Citi Field, and that home run that Alonso hit, you know, I didn't even, you know, how could I realize at the time? But when you get home and then you go on social media, you see all the highlights. Turns out, Devin Williams was tipping his pitches.
Right.
That coach gave Pete, I don't even remember who it was. He gave Pete.
Oh, I remember this, actually. No, I remember this, Josh. I remember them saying.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Saying this.
Right. And so Devin Williams, you know, it's likely that he had to change up his motion, his style, you know, his form in the offseason. And so that could be what broke Devin Williams in
good
a way. You know,
good big. It's a good call, Josh. Could be. No, you're right, because that was... Now, Pete Alonso has denied that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I didn't know what was coming.
Right.
But there, I think John Boy put together a great video late last year in the postseason in which it showed how Jeremy Barnes identified what was coming, or the tell that Devin Williams was giving off for you to know what was coming. And that certainly could be playing a role here. That could be playing a role here in terms of, and I thought that was well put by him, that he had to change something during the offseason, and that change is negatively affecting him right now.
Right, and he's only had 4 appearances. He had a little bit of time off because he was on paternity leave for a minute, so his mind hasn't fully been into being excellent because you're evolving. You're
right.
Changing.
Right.
So it's different. It just got to get better. You can't get into a series like this one that the Yankees were just in where they were dominated, by the Detroit Tigers, and then have this chance to close it out comfortably and make everybody sweat.
I would take him out of the closer's role, and I wouldn't do it in some kind of dumping way like, I don't trust him anymore. I think that this is a guy who's new to New York, right? Pitching in Milwaukee is a lot different than pitching in New York City.
Right.
You guys have mentioned it. Luke Weaver was more effective last year. The better reliever is currently on this roster. I think you need to get Devin Williams' confidence back. And I think the best way to do that is in low leverage situations, just for now. I'm not saying it's permanent.
Well, that's what Mindy did for
Edwin
Diaz.
Exactly. And that's why I brought him up earlier. Like, it's not unfounded or crazy to take an elite level closer, which Edwin Diaz was, and certainly Devin Williams was, and say, you know what? We're going to try to fix you. And this is probably the best way to do it.
I wonder, with Devin Williams being a free agent and knowing that they just lost Soto, and I'm not trying to tie the two together, but this is serious. I wonder if they just don't want to piss him off too early with the hopes that they are going to sign him long term. I mean, do you think that plays a role at all?
I mean,
free agency plays a role.
Clearly, he wants to have a good year as a closer, make a lot of money as a closer. If in April, 2 weeks into the season, the manager is pulling you from your role, even temporarily, does that put a sour seed in your throat?
Of course
there?
It does. Of course it does. I don't think that can factor in. And get it, it's early in the season. There's so much time for him to figure himself out, make himself some money in free agency type of thing. So he's not losing his closure role. It's fair game for us to talk about it.
Yeah, I agree.
But he's not losing his closure role.
I also think that we live in a new world when it comes to the way closers are paid and the way relievers are paid.
Mm-hmm.
If he lost his job temporarily until his confidence was back, and then he's saving games or not saving games, but he's pitching at an elite level, he's going to get paid.
No,
I don't think we need stats anymore tell us that. So I just don't think it's that big of a deal in terms of how it would impact his contract.
I think he's getting paid no matter what. My question is, from a Yankee point of view, do they feel like they're hurting their chances at him saying, I do want to become a Yankee because of getting benched?
They can't think about that, though. They got to think about what gives them the best chance to win. They almost lost this game today, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Evan.
And that would have been a disaster.
He gets swept by the Tigers. I mean,
I'm with you guys.
Not that the Tigers are bad. I actually picked them to be with the other team that would be good in the American League.
See, to me, it's not even about losing to the Tigers. It would be about losing a 4-0 game in the ninth inning with your best reliever on the mound. That's a game you can't lose.
But a couple things are true from this offseason. Number one, the Yankees finally truly lost the free agent they wanted, albeit completely different financial scale than Devin Williams. And number two, they did change the beard policy, and a lot of people thought Devin Williams
was
a big reason.
I don't think it was because of him.
Okay.
Maybe it was, but I think it was more. Every single former Yankee grew a beard. Every single one. Gleyber, Severino, every one of them. They all grew beards. So it was just kind of like, what are we doing?
Tiki, I'm going to tell you something that you may not believe, but trust me.
Go ahead.
The New York Yankees on Friday night play the San Francisco Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Why do the Yankees constantly play National League teams? It's a great question. But they're going to play the Giants this weekend, and then they're going to play the Kansas City Royals.
They just played the Tigers. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but all their games prior to that were against National League teams.
Get them out of the way.
15 of their first 18 games are against National League teams.
Is that right? These three were the only three?
Yes!
That's crazy.
Think about it. The Brewers,
think about that.
The Diamondbacks, those National League teams, the Pirates. So your first 9 National League teams. 3 against Detroit, and now it's going to be 3 against the Giants. 15 of 18 against National League teams. Devin Williams is right now, fair or not, for a myriad of reasons, going to be public enemy number one if he struggles to Yankee fans. They're going to boo him. And they're going to boo him for a myriad of reasons. Obviously, not pitching well is clearly number one. You know what's up there on the list? As stupid as this is, the beard policy.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Too lax?
I'm going to tell you why.
It's made them less focused on being elite
and
great?
I'm not defending this. I just want to give you an example. Sean Morash's dad is a good guy. There's nothing wrong with him. He looks at Devin Williams and says, this is why my beard policy is gone.
He hasn't done that yet. But you want?
He's going to.
You want to play a quick game of Posted and Toasted?
Yes.
This tweet 9 minutes ago was sent out by a WFAN staff member.
Sal Licata.
Yankees changed their facial hair policy for this dude?
Carlos Mendoza?
Sal Licata.
Alonso may have broken Williams.
Oh, so it has the, it's definitely Sal Licata. It's already over.
Wrong.
Well, hold on. It's not Sal Licata. It's not BT. It's not Big Mac. It's a Met fan.
Is that your final answer?
It's got to be a Met. Giannotti?
The correct answer is Brandon Tierney.
That BT wrote that?
So BT's already going to the facial hair.
Wow. Policy. And he's going with the Pete Alonso broke him face. Yes.
I was wrong.
That's an about face on Pete Alonso.
Yeah, geez.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.